Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, and welcome to this week's Footnotes episode. Just before we get to our guest this week, we have a little reminder for you. James.
The campaign has begun.
In earnest.
To get Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Walk in the Black Forest into the charts.
Now, just to remind people where we first heard this.
Chantel sings it, is that right,
Jamie? Yeah, Chantel sings it, the bald, kind of French, beautiful lady in the brothel. She was singing it. It was her second song, and it was one of Belinda's favourites.
We're not completely sure how she was singing it, because the only version we found is without
lyrics.
Has no lyrics,
I know, which we've discovered subsequently during this campaign.
It's all I'm listening to. It is the song of my summer.
It is the song of the moment. It's 99p to download it. We just want you to download it. We don't even want it to go to the top of the charts. We just want it to go into the chart. We think that could be a massive lol.
We want to confuse the hell out of the music industry.
This will be a massive My Dad Wrote a Porno joke that we can all be proud of, unlike Belinda Blinked.
And now let's get to our chat with our guest. Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. I'm here with James and Alice.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys. And our guest this week is from one of our favourite podcasts, No Such Thing as a Fish. Hi, Dan Schreiber.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for having me. This is so exciting.
This is so good. We've had a lovely little chicken dinner, haven't we?
Yeah. Nando's. Very exciting. Oh, you're not allowed to say that? Or
No, you said it now.
Okay.
We treat you so well here.
Yeah. It's little been Nando's. Amazing.
So, Dan, is this the first time you've been asked to be on a podcast as a porn expert?
No, I've spoken a lot about odd porn before, but sure. Not professionally. I have on stage, I've done a talk on porno.
Really?
Well, because there's a lot of, if you go on Kindle, there's a lot of books that are kind of similar to Rocky Flintstone, Belinda Blink style stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I read one called Taken by the T-Rex, which is a... It's an amazing one. It's all about a lady sleeping with a T-Rex.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so and then it's Taken by the Pterodactyl, which is a sequel. And of there's course. A lot of, yeah, Bigfoot's Bitch was one that I read as well.
I think we found series three, everybody.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. If you go on Kindle and just look into Monster Erotica, you will be, blown away.
It's a plethora.
Yeah. Wow. And there was one book, this is how I got into it. Someone told me about the only modern human sex with Neanderthal book out there. It's the only one where modern humans...
How is it the only one? There's such a big market.
It's such a huge market, right?
If Rocky hears this, he'd be like, not for long.
And so the idea behind this book was that it just came out and people who did anthropology passed it around going, oh, look at this, it's the only book on the market. And then people started to notice years later that certain things that were predicted in the book about what Neanderthals did started being proved to be true within science. So now she's known, the author, as the porn Nostradamus. And she's predicted five things that have since come true about our knowledge about Neanderthals. So it's an amazing... And no one knows who she is. She wrote it anonymously.
This sounds so like Rocky. Do you think in like 10 years' time, there'll be a peak in pots and pans sales in Belgium and we'll be like, Rocky predicted that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Not appreciated in his lifetime. We do sometimes think that about him.
I agree. I think he's a genius. Your dad's a genius. I want to say that.
Thank you very
out
much.
Loud, I'll on behalf pass that of the on. Public.
You can't retract that now, you know that.
Oh, no, I won't never retract that.
It's out there, Dan.
So we've asked you to come on in your capacity as a fact man.
Mm. Yeah, we're going to play our own little version of No Such Thing as a Fish. No Such Thing as a Porno, I wish. Unfortunately, there is No Such Thing as a Porno.
Working title.
Yeah. Yep. And if people aren't aware of your show,
yeah,
maybe just give a quick rundown of what it's all about.
It's kind of the same as yours, except we don't have a porno book to read each week. It is a shame, but I think we'd have a much better show if we had that. It's me and three other QI writers. We all work on the TV show QI. We sit around each week, and we just tell each other the best thing we found out that week. that's literally the premise of it. And we just chat it through. And it's just hanging out with friends. It's literally what you guys do.
And it's so good. You should totally check it out if you haven't already, even though I'm sure everyone's a mad fan. Because as you say, it is pretty much this show without porn.
Yeah. Again, we could start.
And facts. I mean, and it does facts. Have something where the porn is missing. Like, you're not just this minus porn.
Yeah, something is filling the void, yeah.
You're doing the best facts. We've got the worst fiction.
What a great marriage this is.
We should do a collab. We really should.
Yeah.
So in that spirit, we have got you to... research some facts for us based on the last chapter, or the last few chapters, really. Mm. Belinda's exploits in Amsterdam.
Because basically we don't get anything factual from Rocky.
Exactly.
It's all conjecture and often just, like, fatuous. There's, like, no, there's nothing to be gleaned from it.
Yeah.
And I think often it's very misleading and potentially dangerous.
And libelous, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jamie, what's our first topic?
Our first topic is the red light district of Amsterdam.
Of course.
Because we have just seen Belinda in that rather interesting window.
Ripe for the picking.
Okay, so I looked into it in quite a lot of detail, which was a very embarrassing search in my office.
I was going to say.
Clear history.
Your fiancé must be thrilled.
I know. There was a lot of questions, particularly when I got to a later subject, which is threesomes. That didn't go down well, guys. That's coming. But so I was looking into it. One of the things I found out is that a couple of years ago, two twins retired from being prostitutes in the red light district, and they are the oldest prostitutes that were ever around there. They retired in their 70s. Yeah, so this is a couple of years ago. So this is retiring after 50 years. According to them, they've had over 355,000 customers.
What the actual?
If you combine their score, that's what
they've
had.
Don't call it a score.
Good point. Yeah. Yeah, I retract that.
It's not a game of bingo.
It's a full house. That's more than a full house.
So yeah, so they've retired. They've said mainly due to arthritis, and
so they hadn't had their fill. It was purely ill health that made them hang up their thongs.
They said it made making certain positions that they were being asked for difficult. So they thought, no, let's call quits now.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Pinky promise. Gotta do it.
Jinx, super jinx.
I imagine there's not a pension scheme with their line of work. What are they doing now?
Well, they're making a documentary about their life. And so what's really interesting is their name, because the documentary uses their surname in the title. So it turns out their surname is Focken.
No.
Come on.
Now, okay, so I can't find anything to suggest that it's a pseudonym that they've brought in, because Focken is a Dutch word. They use it.
And I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I know what it means as well, Swidder.
So weirdly, it does mean to breed with, or to breed, not to breed with, to breed.
To fuck.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's
fucking, that is so funny.
We asked you to get facts. Don't just write shit down there and read it out.
Swear to God.
Has Rocky emailed you?
So it's two sisters, the Focken sisters. Mm-hmm. One is called Louise, I think. I'm sorry if I've got that wrong, Fockens. And the other I can't remember. And they're making
everyone always forgets the other Focken.
Yeah, imagine being the other Focken.
So they are making a documentary called Meet the Fockens, and that's
brilliant.
That's their life story.
Oh my God, this is gold.
But Focken is a word there, so they're the Focken sisters, and they're making a documentary.
And they've fucked their way all over Amsterdam and Holland.
So do we think that they'll, because that's obviously not a particularly famous story here, but we think this might bring them to prominence. When's it coming out?
I don't know, because they seem to be, I should have looked at the date on the article. Yeah, that's a big... I should have seen the date. So I don't know if it's made yet, but it's...
we should definitely get them on the show, I feel like.
The Focken Maybe, sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if they're doing, like, press for the...
they're doing the promo circuit.
Yeah, for this documentary. I'm sensing the Oscar.
Would they both get the best actress? Like, would they have to share it?
I don't know.
Well, like the Olsen twins.
Yes, exactly. Like right. They are separate people, granted, but... It sounds like Louise would get it anyway, because we don't even know what the other one's called.
The other one wasn't even nominated.
The nominations are Louise Focken and other Focken.
When I went to the Red Light District in Amsterdam, they said that there's a kind of hierarchy of who gets to be in the windows at the front, like nearest the main drag, as it were. And then as you go like round the back and like down the side alleys, you're getting more niche.
Oh, like kind of more fetishy stuff.
Well, not just fetishy, but apparently like if you're on the kind of the main strip, There's a kind of stereotypical blonde look with like blue eyes.
The Giselles of the
world. The Giselles of the world. And then as you get further back, that's where they keep the duchesses.
The
Hawkins. Yeah, seriously.
And the Helgas.
Yeah, exactly. They're all just stashed away.
Oh, poor Helga.
Which I feel a bit sad about because they're down like side alleys that you might never walk down.
Yeah, but they have really, really dedicated fans. Few fans, but dedicated. They have to really seek them out.
Yeah, I guess.
Apparently, in Amsterdam, they get very upset that people talk about the prostitution red light district and not so much about the fact of how many accountants they have. Apparently, there's just a lot of accountants in Amsterdam. Yeah,
a lot of businesses. I am guilty of that. Yeah.
A lot of businesses are registered there, and so they have accountants there. And it's just, yeah, it's just,
do you know
if
what?
You need an accountant, the red light district and Amsterdam is the place to seek them out.
Just people in windows doing tax returns. You need that with delicate lighting.
On those old school calculators.
Yeah, no, they're down the alleys. It's the new iPad ones that are doing it in the front windows.
So if they retired at 70,
yeah,
they were still doing great business, presumably.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, apparently there's still sort of one of the sisters, I'm guessing Louise, but I'm not sure. She still sees a sort of an older guy for S&M. So I think she's quit, but she comes out of retirement occasionally.
She'll just freelance.
Yeah, I think so.
She's like Cher.
Yeah, she's a Simply Red farewell gig. Yeah. That's happened.
Just keeps going back on tour.
Yeah.
We get it.
But surely that's, if it's one guy, that's her like boyfriend?
No,
they have a business relationship, James.
Surely if there's one guy and he pays me, then I guess he's my boyfriend.
Sure, money exchanges hands, but what's that between friends?
They do have a museum there as well for prostitution.
God.
No, like a in the red light district.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's called redlightsecrets.com. Sorry, that's their website. It's called...
Are you working for them? That was a very subtle plug there.
No, they're called Red Light Secrets.
And now a message from our sponsors.
Why do you guys not have porn sponsors at the top of your show?
Any day now. Also, what's in the museum?
It's, yeah. I guess, old toys.
Old prostitutes, old toys.
Oh, yeah, the Hawkins are a live installment.
Behind the glass. But like
it's like an art installation. Oh, God.
Just behind a sheet of glass, just Louise and someone else. It could be another Hawkins. Just like, yeah.
No touching.
It's like Madame Tussauds, but they move.
Like, people get their photo taken with them.
Fucking museum. So good.
I mean, that is quite a thing, isn't it? Dedicating your whole life to being a prostitute. 50 years.
And what? 355,000 clients.
Customers. Yeah, clients.
Can we just do... customers. So particular. Like, you know what they like to call them.
It's customers, all right, James?
Customers, okay?
Have some respect, man.
Yeah. We are a proud people and we are customers, all right?
Oh, why does it matter?
Oh, God.
But how much is that? If it's 350,000 between them, let's say they did half each, literally did half each.
Is this like a GCSE maths question?
Yeah, Herpreet and Malcolm are counting prostitutes. I was just thinking, how often is that?
50 years times 365. Let's just assume they work every Christmas Day.
It's their biggest day.
So they need to do 3,500 a year.
Whoa.
Between them.
No, that's each.
What? No.
That's like 10 a night?
Yeah.
How many again did you say?
3,500.
A year?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow.
That sounds about right.
No, Dan's like, I'm not even a pro and I do that.
Yeah, the queue was definitely long.
But I thought I was eight.
You get an allocated time.
Yeah.
Like a deli counter.
Yeah. My ticket said 12.
Well, I have learned something, to be fair. Whether it's true or not, I will be using that in the pub.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, no, the Hawkins exist. It's just whether
Don't
or not that's their
try
real
and
name.
Pour it back. It's fine.
I want to meet them. I think they sound great.
Right. Put the email in, James. You're in charge of booking.
Okay, done. Fuck at Hawken.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So the next topic that we want you to look into was vodka sales in Russia because of Grigor Kalansky. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's really boring looking into that. That's my main.
It wasn't a great one. I'm sorry about that.
It's doing well.
They love that
Monopoly.
Shit.
Sales are good. That's the main thing. I did start looking into vodka generally, though, in Russia.
Right.
So probably my favorite thing is that until 1885, vodka was only sold in 12.3-liter buckets. It's the only way you could get vodka.
I beg your pardon. Mm. Wow.
That's how much Jamie drinks to get through a record.
This is true. This isn't fizzy water, guys.
I was looking into other vodka facts, I suddenly started reading about Boris Yeltsin because he was famously just constantly pissed on vodka.
Amazing.
Just constantly. And this, I cannot believe that this isn't just general knowledge, that we don't all know this. But in 1995, he was so drunk. I'm assuming it's vodka. It might have been champagne or something else, but he used to do vodka a lot. In 1995, Boris Yeltsin visited the White House and he was found outside drunk in his pants in the middle of the night by the Secret Service, who said that he was trying to hail a taxi because he wanted to buy a pizza. This is Boris Yeltsin.
Yes!
Found outside in his pants.
Oh my god!
Just going, taxi! The next night, they thought, okay, he's probably going to have a hangover the next night. He was still on it the next night, and he was found just wandering the basement of the White House. Again, just drunkenly.
What the fuck?
But everyone says that he was really friendly. Like, he was a friendly, funny drunk.
Friendly drunk. Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So he went on a trip to Ireland, and when he landed, he was so drunk, he couldn't get off the plane. So the plane was just there, and Yeltsin was just, they were like, he'll be off soon.
Oh,
you know, because obviously people waiting to greet him.
Yeah. He was just holding court in the cockpit. Like, come and visit me.
And then this is my favorite one. So in 1992, he was invited to a state banquet in Kyrgyzstan, and they just broke away from the Soviet Union. So this was
awkward.
A really important thing.
Yeah. This isn't going to go well.
Yeah. He got so drunk on vodka, he ended up playing the Kyrgyzstani president's bald head, drumming on it, using his spoons as drumsticks.
That is so the sort of thing the next day you're like, you just see a spoon and you're like, no, no. Yeah.
That is like that pit of the stomach. Oh God, what happened last night?
It's what our friend calls dread heart. You know when your heart just like breaks into a thousand pieces because you're like, no.
Wow.
Or you just hear percussion and you think, that sounds familiar. Oh no, that's...
Sense memory. Oh, fuck.
You see some like dents in the bold guy's head and it's like, how did you...
Yeah, I remember.
Sorry about playing the spoons on your head.
I know it's not Russia, but we went to the Ukraine a few years ago, the three of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I won't go into why.
It wasn't out of choice.
If we tell you, we'll have to kill you. Okay. So.
And for every meal, we were kind of on an unofficial state visit. Again, don't ask why. And for every meal, we had to toast with vodka. But every single person, and we were at meals with like 12 to 15 people, and every single person had to toast with a shot of vodka. I've never seen Alice so drunk in my life.
I was out of my tree, Dan. Wow. I'm not proud of it, but I was being respectful.
Like halfway through the meal, she was like, I can't do any more vodka. So I'm going to have a glass of wine. So she had a glass of wine, but they made her down the glass of wine every
time.
It
was a goblet of wine.
Yeah.
And this is no offence to Ukrainian wine, but it's the pits.
Not taken.
And they made me just neck it.
It was,
so everyone goes like, yay. And then I was like... And then I was like, that was like a bottle of wine in that glass. And they just replenish it. Yeah. But the vodka, they are fine. They drink it like water. And that's
it's
not
amazing.
A cliche. They do.
They do up to like 20 to 30 shots before the actual meal. Yes. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what it was like with us.
She made Yeltsin look like a priest, honestly. Spoons are the least of your worries about this.
I killed a man. With a dessert spoon.
I got one other vodka thing.
Go.
If you want to hear it. So there are rumors that when Russian cosmonauts go to space, that there's a little pocket inside their suit where they have the ability to keep little bits of vodka so that they can sip at the end of every day. They had to ban alcohol in space for a while because the Russian cosmonauts used to get in massive fights. They just get too pissed up there and just get into battles, and that's dangerous when you're in space.
Sure.
Because, yeah.
So the experts say.
It's dangerous on land.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So they apparently have a little slip for that. And just in the context of porno, I got told that a lot of the American astronauts have a tiny slip within their uniform so that they can have a cheeky wank.
No.
Yeah, that's never been obviously announced by NASA. We've added a new element to the spacesuit design.
Being in that design meeting. Guys, a wank pocket? How's everyone feel about that?
Wank up, sign it off.
For when you're inside the International Space Station, it's not while you're doing a spacewalk.
Oh, sure.
I have a really gross question, and this, you don't have, none of you have to answer, but do. What would happen in zero gravity?
So I think this is the purpose.
To the jizz.
Well, I didn't want to spell it out.
Alice, but... we're doing My Dad Wrote a Porno. We say jizz every week.
So what will happen to the jizz in zero gravity? A sentence I didn't think I would say today.
I think that's the point of the pocket.
To contain it?
I think it's a jizz catcher, yeah.
Oh.
I think. I can't ask NASA, so I don't know. But
surely the pocket is to gain access to the appendage.
I don't know. I think because...
Or not appendage, as a case maybe.
Well, because you're wearing trousers anyway, so I think there's pretty readily available access. It's not as if they're locked. They're not sewn into a suit and sent to space. They can get changed.
They can never touch their body again.
That's how I imagine it.
That is dirty.
God.
But then when do you deposit what you've collected?
When you get back to Earth.
When you get back to Earth.
So wait, like what, like 4 years later?
Yeah, I guess so.
What are you talking about? That's horrible.
No, but you have more than one change of clothing.
But then where does it go?
It goes into the laundry bag and you just keep it in there.
What if Mum finds it?
Mum's not in the International Space Station. Chris Hadfield did have his mum next door going, "What's going on in there? I know what you're doing.
You're awfully quiet." What happened to a good old-fashioned sock? That's what I say. Did they not take socks?
Can you imagine? There's a sock with NASA printed on it that's in your pack.
Stiff as a board.
Oh my god, that's so grim.
That is amazing.
Rumours, who knows?
It's a rumour mill up there.
Yeah.
But I like the idea that they got so pissed that they fought.
Yeah.
So now, what, they just have a smaller pouch so they're just a little bit less pissed?
No, so alcohol's banned up there. So the idea is that they've been sneaking up extra bits of alcohol.
It's concealed.
Yeah. I think there might be a new thing where the Russians are allowed to now have tiny amounts of alcohol that they send up, but
they won't go there without it, guys. Okay, let them take it. It's like you get to go to space.
Yeah.
Just be teetotal for a few years.
You get so pissed you forgot all about it. You're like, I went to space once, but I can't remember, I was too pissed.
Yeah.
Or you wake up so hungover that you just walk out the door and you're like, oh, we lost another one.
I want to get a pizza. Amazing. And then our third fact.
That is so brilliant.
It's amazing.
These are great.
Brilliant. You should come on every week.
Let's just
awkward laughter. I'm not going
to
do that.
So the next one is threesomes, right?
Yes.
Because obviously Belinda did partake in a threesome last week.
Don't remind us.
So, yeah. My favourite threesome fact of all time.
Yeah.
And I do have one.
It's when I was 17.
So,
is I've had one.
Hey-o.
Can we get a high five?
Drops the mic and leaves the house.
That's such a good exit fact. Like, laters, potatoes.
Yeah, it's that. So I'm very obsessed with crypto animals, yetis and Loch Ness Monster and all that sort of stuff. So one of the big things is sea monsters is a massive thing that people have had drawings taken from, you know, early days of exploration where they show giant tentacles coming out and attacking boats and sailors and photos claiming to be it. So a scientist went through all the photos and they've worked out most sea monster photos are actually grey whale penises. Grey whale penises are there flapping out in the open because they mate in threes. They have a threesome and there's a loose penis waiting and they have to do it at the surface. Yeah, so they go to the surface, one female, two male, and so while one of them, one of the couples is going, the other one's just waiting and
there's always one left out. Exactly. Always.
It's always a third wheel.
Yeah.
A third whale, as it were.
Very nice. So it's just a big penis.
Yeah, it's just giant. All those old exploration drawings are just massive penises flopping out of the water.
So Nessie is just a giant penis.
Not sure about Nessie, yeah, but in theory, just a massive, massive penis.
But they just... So is the third whale just watching and, I guess, having a little fondle like while they're having a good time?
They're just a voyeur, Alice.
Yeah, just a voyeur at that point.
They're like Dr. Robbins.
But can they not have just like a little touch?
They're just using their white pocket while they're...
And there's another whale called the right whale, and they do that as well. There's a lot of threesomes in animals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. So I read an article called Animals Are Kinkier Than You, which was a BBC Earth article. I just didn't expect to see that. And that's where I found out about the right whale. Yeah, they and just amazing photos. Like if anyone listening to this is near Google grey whale penis, they're pretty good looking.
You just want other people to be dragged down with your internet search history. You're like, I don't want to be the only one.
I'm totally Googling it right now.
I was going to say,
go on.
We have to look at it.
This is like those reaction videos. I want to watch Jamie's face as you show him the picture.
Okay. Oh my God.
Oh.
It's like a big worm.
Oh my.
Yeah. That's it.
It's kind of really pink.
It looks like a swan. Kind of.
Is that a big one or is that a Jim Sterling or is that a...
Commonly known as Pink Floyd.
Is that true?
That's what is that? I mean, I'm not quick enough to have made that up on the spot.
Pink Floyd's That's name great. Is based on a grey whale's penis.
It's awful, Daniel.
I didn't create it.
Okay, cool. Any more?
Casanova, he was meant to take his holy orders, and so he was going to go for a life in the world of religion, but he got caught having a threesome, and that's why he became who he was.
Really?
And he was a librarian.
What?
Yeah, the last bit of his life, he was a librarian.
Always the quiet ones.
Just one wrong turn, as it were, and that's changed his whole, his whole career vibe.
Maybe the Focken sisters were going to be nuns or something. One night. They accidentally charged for sex and the rest is history.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, Dan. Amazing, amazing facts.
Thank you for having me. Genuine honour to be on your show. Absolutely do mean that. I hope I haven't messed up your show.
I'm a massive fan. Well.
And again, on behalf of the public who listen to the show, you guys rock so much.
Dan Schreiber, if people haven't heard your work before...
Don't
bother. Whale dicks, we've got wank pockets. Like, you have a lot that you should take away from this and be really, really proud of. So well done you.
Thank you for ruining your career.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.